I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're traveling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time we were with Nancy Griffith, listening to the various tracks from the Other Voices 2 album. And there were lots of people involved in that project. It was a wonderful, and I think I called it a traveling hootenanny. And it was a great assemblage of people. But the last track on the album brought us right back to Nancy Griffith, where she started, all by herself when I met her first. She was traveling from Austin to New York City to play at Greenwich Village, driving her own car all by herself. And this is the song we closed the Other Voices album with, and you will probably recognize it right away.
Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a young maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. Sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the rain. She was courted by young Vandermeer, and quite handsome was he, I am to hear. He brought her silver rings and lacy things, and they promised to marry before the snows came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and all. Young Mandy in his pain put a bullet in his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall. They sing of Darcy Farrow where the Truckee runs to. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. At dusty sundown to her name they drank around. And to young Vandy whose love was true. Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a young maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. The sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the rain.
Oh, beautiful there, Nancy Griffith with Darcy Farrow. And you wouldn't be the only one that thought that that was an old folk song. I think I felt that myself for a good while when I first heard it. But I first heard it on an album, a Vanguard album by a man named Steve Gillette. And Steve Gillette and his partner Tom Campbell wrote that song. And, of course, they were trying to make it sound like an old folk song, and they certainly did succeed. And I finally got to connect with Steve in a real way at the Kerrville Folk Festival, a wonderful festival down in Kerrville, Texas. Sadly, the founder and director of that festival, Rod Kennedy, passed away this past year. But it was a real songwriters festival, and one of the highlights or the distinguishing features of this festival was the campfire singing. There's a real tradition there. And around one of those campfires one night, I heard Steve Gillette sing song after song. And we were talking, and he would come to Nashville every so often. And I said, well, you know, we should talk sometime about making an album. I think it would be a good idea. And we finally got to that place. The Ways of the World was the name of the album. And let's listen to a song that Steve wrote with our friend Charles John Quarto, and it's called Always a Train in My Dreams.
The trains ran past our house in the summertime, but it was the whistles that carried me away. That's a feeling that is clear within this heart of mine, and it gets a little stronger every day. And all through high school, time and time again, I'd stare out the window and wait for a sign. Seems like it was always written down on the railroad line. There was always a train in my dreams, always a railroad running right under me. There was never a night that I wasn't free. There was always a train in my dreams. Years have peeled back like an old onion skin, gets sweeter and sweeter as the rain rolls in. Well, I know how it sounds, and now I know what it means. There was always a train in my dreams. Always a train in my dreams. Always a railroad running right under me. There was never a night that I wasn't free. There was always a train in my dreams.
Steve Gillette there with Always a Train in My Dreams from the album The Ways of the World. We made that album up at the attic at Cowboy Jack Clements' studio, the Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa. And it just listening to that just now brings back some wonderful memories of these sessions. Cindy Mangson is Steve's wife and is singing with him there. They live in Bennington, Vermont now. And we just am happy to have them in this part of the world. Let's listen to another song from that album. This is a wonderful song called The Old Trail.
There's a new ridge road that cuts the mountain to the bone. slices through the wood like there ain't nobody home. You can wheel on up to Valley View and you won't ever feel the climb. Oh, but I take the old trail every time. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, where the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. I take the old trail every time. Lately it seems things vanish by degree. How soon we forget we made our tree houses out of tree. When we gonna realize some reasons just don't rhyme? I take the old trail every time. The old trail, now may she never fade, the one where the deer always have the right of way. How I love to watch the winter green along the timber line. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. People in cars, let the radio do the talking, but I always find that I'm singing when I'm walking. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, and the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, and the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. Yeah, I take the old trail every time.
The Old Trail with Steve Gillette there. Another song that Steve wrote with Charles John Corto. And, Charles John came to Forerunner, and he is a lyricist. That's all he does. He doesn't write melodies. But he is a wonderful lyricist, I think. And he wrote songs with Pete Wasner, like Mama Knows the Highway. And he and Steve, I think, were really a very good pair together as far as writing songs. And I guess at Forerunner, that's something we really cherished, was the lyrics and the content of the songs. These songs weren't just June Moon croon songs. They had a beautiful substance to them, and we were proud of them. Here's a song that Waylon Jennings did, other people have done it, that Steve and Charles John wrote, called Grapes on the Vine.
There are songs that birds don't sing to people, secrets that keep right through to the end, heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose. going either somewhere or nowhere. Going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. You can find him in big city winters, down where the mission bell cries, and the sorrow echoes through summers as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance what his heart would call him. You could find him in Pittsburgh at Christmas, you could find him in Buffalo in June, and he knows all the back roads between them like a gypsy knows the moon. And it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, and mild at the girl, and puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine.
Grapes on the Vine there with Steve Gillette, and that song that he wrote with Charles John Quarto, with a little salute to Elizabeth Cotton there with Freight Train at the beginning of the song, that beautifully played by Mark Howard. The assemblage of musicians on this group, on this record, is very close to my heart. Mark Howard playing guitars, Roy Husky playing bass, Kenny Malone playing the drums, and Stuart Duncan playing mandolin and fiddle, and Jelly Roll Johnson playing harmonica. A small group, but very effective and so supportive of Steve's great, beautiful, mellow voice. I could listen to Steve Gillette sing all day long. I want to play another version of Grapes on the Vine that I did with Bill and Bonnie Hearn on their Diamonds in the Rough album, and it's one of my favorite cuts from them, and I guess I never get tired of hearing this song, so let's hear it again.
There are songs that birds don't sing to people. There are secrets you keep right through till the end. There are heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing a song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose, going either somewhere or nowhere, going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling down his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Cries, his sorrow that goes through the summer as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of distance were what his heart would call him. You will find him in Buffalo in June, and he knows all the back roads between them. Like a gypsy, he knows the moon, and it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out, try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, smile for the girl, puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling now his long time, living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine. Living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine.
My favorites, Bill and Bonnie Hearn singing The Grapes on the Vine. You know, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. That line alone is just very, very special to me. And there are songs that birds don't sing to people. Charles John Quarto definitely has a different slant on life, and it comes through so beautifully in all the lyrics that he has something to do with. And when you are forerunner company, of course, one of our goals in life was to get these songs recorded by artists that have a good following and a big audience out there. And sometimes it takes a long time. And not too long ago, I'm talking now maybe in 2013, Don Williams, who had had a copy of this album in his, as he said, his pile on in his workroom for many years, and recorded the Old Trail, had recorded the Old Trail back shortly in the 90s. But just a couple of years ago, 2013, he went through that pile one more time and listened to this album one more time, and came out with a song called Healing Hands that Steve Gillette and his partner, another writing partner, Rex Benson, wrote. So here's Don Williams' version of Steve's song.
My grandma and grandpa had wonderful hands with calluses and wedding bands. They taught me where there was love, there was always a way. The picture of the two of them has seen me through a lot of years. They were there when I reached up to them, and they're in my life today. Something I can hold on to. Healing hands, the touch that understands. Healing hands, I'll always be drawn to hearts that belong to. I may worry so to see the kingdoms come and go, but we've seen enough to know it's only love that lingers. Learning how to live can take a lifetime. troubled world before it slips right through our fingers. Healing hands, something I can hold on to. Healing hands, the touch that understands. Healing hands, I'll always be drawn. Hearts that belong to healing hands, healing hands, something I can hold on to, healing hands, the touch that understands, healing hands, I'll always be that belong to healing hands.
Don Williams there with Healing Hands by Steve Gillette and Rex Benson. Our time here in the 90s at 4Runner was a really, I think, a pretty remarkable time. We'd started out in 1986 with Pat Alger, Barry and Holly Tashin, and David Mallett as the writers we were working with. Then we added Charles John Quarto and Pete Wasner and Hal Kitchum. And now Steve Gillette had come to us. We seemed to be attracting writers of real quality. And another one who was coming to us came through Kathy Mattea. And Alan Reynolds had produced several albums, and one of her early hits was a song by Tim O'Brien, who I'd known for many years from the Hot Rise Bluegrass Band. And Tim was living out in Colorado at the time. And Kathy recorded this song of Tim's, one of my favorites. those untold stories by Tim O'Brien, a song by Tim O'Brien. Of course, Kathy Mattea doing that, and it was a big, nice hit for Kathy early in her career and got her career off the ground in a really good way. And Alan Reynolds, of course, produced that record. And that brought Tim to our house, as it were. And Jack's Tracks was in a house, the studio that Alan had and the home of 4Runner Music. Like so many music places in Nashville, lots of the places were just converted houses, which gave the whole place kind of a family feel. It wasn't like going to a sort of a rocket ship studio. It was very, I suppose we could use the word organic here, and lots of wood around and a nice atmosphere. So Tim was coming. He was living in Colorado, as I said, but he was coming to Nashville more frequently now that he was having some success with his songs, and he decided to take the plunge and move, and he also took the plunge and joined us at 4Runner as a writer. And having Tim O'Brien come around to your place every day just gave your heart a lift. He's such a fun person to be with, very creative, very funny, and very deep at the same time. And here's a song of his that ultimately was done by Garth Brooks, but I'm going to play you Tim's version of it, called, and he wrote this with Daryl Scott, just another great writing partner for Tim. This is called When There's No One Around.
This is a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes, but it makes me cry or laugh right out loud. The song that I sing when there's no one around. This is a man that nobody sees. He wears my old clothes and he looks just like me. If he learned how to fly, he would never touch down. The man that I am, when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I'm lying in bed. The tape of my failures playing inside my head. And it's hard knocks and heartaches and things I don't know. I listen and wonder, is a glimpse of a child within. He's so immature, but he's still my best friend. Just one of the boys who gets lost in the crowd. The kid that I am, there's no one around. Dance that I do every day. I let my feet go and they wander away. I let my soul lead and follow the sound. The dance that I do when there's no one around. It's 4 in the morning and I'm lying in bed. There's a tape of my failures playing inside my head. Hard knocks and heartaches and things I don't know. I listen and wonder, where did it go? Now this is a song that nobody knows. I couldn't begin to describe how it goes, but it makes me cry or laugh right out loud. It's a song that I sing when there's no one around. I do follow the sound. The one deep inside, there's no one around. The song that I sing, there's no one around.
Mm-hmm.
There he goes, Tim O'Brien, the man that I am when no one's around. I think just a great idea myself. We all know that we're somebody else when there's no one around that nobody knows about. That was, I say, a big song for Garth Brooks. And I guess that was just the way we were working at this time, where the songwriters and the artists that were coming to record with us, with Alan Reynolds and myself, we were all just in the same kind of place as far as what we were thinking about in terms of what good songs could be and how they could really get out to the world. We weren't afraid of songs that had some substance to them. And I think it was our faith was not poorly placed. I'm groping for words here, but I think it set us apart as a publishing company, frankly, without blowing my own horn or our own horn too much. But it was a great family of people. And another person who came to us this time through Garth Brooks, Garth Brooks on his very first album, the last single he put out from that album was called The Dance. And it was written by Tony Arata. And the man running the record label at the time didn't want to put out a fourth single from the album, and Garth Brooks insisted on it. And this is Tony Arata's version of this very, very big song.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, when for a moment all the world was right. Now how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all wouldn't go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, now I healed everything. For a moment, was entirely the king. But if I had only known how the king would fall, hey, now who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. So now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Tony Arata, The Dance. And a song that just changed Garth Brooks's whole career, I think. It made Garth Brooks a singer who wasn't just a hat act. He had some substance to him in that song. You know, we just don't want to miss the dance. We want to live life. And it was a we had to have Tony after that. When we heard that song and met Tony, got to know him, we said to ourselves, we wish he were writing for us. And fortunately, our song plugger, Matt Lindsay, had become good friends with Tony at his former publishing company and got Tony to come over to us. And it was one of the great blessings of our life, I think, that Tony joined us. Here's another of his songs that he's going to do for you. It's called The Change. It's a similar idea, you know, not let the world change you. He wrote this with Wayne Tester.
Reaches out and pulls a lost soul from harm, while a thousand more go unspoken for, and they say, what good have you done by saving just this one? It's like whispering a prayer in the fury of a storm, and I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change me. This heart still believes that love and mercy still exist, while all the hatreds are so many say that love is all but pointless in madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss, and I hear them say, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change. As long as one heart still holds on, then hope is never really gone. I hear them saying, you'll never change things, and no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world we know never changes me. What I do is so this world will know that it will not change me.
Garth Brooks with Tony Arata's The Change, written also with Wayne Tester. And you can see the power of Tony's lyrics, and given the power of a singer like Garth Brooks, how a song like that can get out into the world and millions of people will hear it. That was quite extraordinary. Here's another singer we loved in Nashville at the time and still do, Patti Loveless, a real, in my eyes, a real country singer. And here's another of Tony's songs. Tony just has a very positive outlook on life about people. It's serious. He believes in goodness in people. And here's another of his songs. Everybody's equal in the eyes of love. Patti Loveless. Everybody's equal in the eyes of love. Don't we know that? Tony Arata's song, Patti Loveless, singing her heart out on it. I just love her singing. And so I'm talking about our forerunner family here in the 90s, where we seem to be pulling in a lot of writers that just wanted to be in our house. And we were having success at getting their songs recorded. And an old friend of mine, Herb McCullough, who I'd met when I first came to Nashville in 1974. And Herb and I were denizens of a place called the Country Corner, spelled with K's, and we were in our wilder phase, I suppose, in that life, but Herb and I stayed friends all through the years, and he wrote for several companies and had some success as a writer, and he finally came over to me one day. He said, "I want to be here with you all." And he also had a friend, a young fellow that he'd befriended, named Sean Camp. Sean was from Arkansas originally, a multi-instrumentalist, played fiddle, mandolin, guitar, sang great. And he had a deal on Sony Records, but it was just at the time when the marketing people were starting to move in on the record business. And it was not helpful to Sean at that point in his life, and eventually he left that record label, and he was a bit discouraged, and Herb kind of took him under his wing and brought him to us, and one thing led to another, and they both started writing songs together, and Sean Camp is certainly one of my favorite writers and singers, as is Herb McCullough. Here's a song they wrote together called Traveling Teardrop Blues, and it's on an album, a bluegrass album that Sean did on Oh Boy Records. It's Live at the Station Inn. I love this record, and this is Traveling Teardrop Blues with Sean Camp.
Adios, I heard me calling, then I felt my spirit falling, till the warm desert wind picked me up. I've been lost in awful corners, drifted over California, leaving shadows on the ground like clouds above. On my way through Arizona, I begin to pine for you. Red rocks run the road beside me along my way. Just like me, they like to travel, and they won't sit still. Listen, I do, and I can't sit still until I get back to you. Pick me up like some hitchhiker, let me ride into the wild and blue. I don't care which way I'm going, long as that's the way you're going to. Hey, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blue. Face with the pain of some red warrior in her eyes. In the dark behind a curtain, on a bed of lust, I loved her. While she slept, I left a tear to say goodbye. like some hitchhiker. Let me ride into the wild and blue. I don't care which way I'm going, as long as that's the way you're going too. Traveling teardrop blue. Hey, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blue.
Sean Camp with a traveling teardrop blues from his Live at the Station Inn album. We're getting out of time, and that was written by Sean and Herb McCullough. And I've been trying to give you some feeling for our life at Forerunner Music in the 90s and all the writers that were coming to us, and just how great a family of people this certainly was. And we're going to leave you now with another one of Sean Camp's tunes that he wrote with Herb McCullough, Baby's Gone Home to Mama. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks a million to Royalton Community Radio for making this all possible. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Here's Sean Camp.
Rain's coming down on the roof of my trailer house. With my luck, I'll probably step outside and drown. How long will it take to get used to this doing without? Guess I'll just lay around in my pajamas. Baby's gone home to mama. Baby's gone home, she left me alone, but she says she'd phone me sometime. Sad old song left me long gone out of my mind. Oh Lord, we did our best, guess we didn't have enough in common. Sitting here lonesome, baby's gone home to mama. Just looking for something to read. But even the fun is, it wasn't that funny to me. It's written in the stars, the future was plain to see. Might have known she'd leave me by the red Nostradamus. Baby's gone home to mama. She left me alone, but she said she'd phone me sometime. Sad old song left me long gone out of my mind. Oh Lord, we did our best, guess we didn't have enough in common. Sitting here lonesome, baby's gone home to mama. Well, I miss her a lot, but at least she took the little chihuahua. Baby's long gone.